In this bulletin, two Australian journalists arrive in Sydney after being rushed out of China over safety concerns. Victorian authorities to assess whether improvements can be made to the state's contact tracing system. And in tennis world number one, Ashleigh Barty announces she won't be competing in the French Open. Hi, I'm Peggy Giacomelos with all the latest from the SBS newsroom. Labor has criticised the actions of Chinese authorities after two Australian foreign correspondents had to be urgently flown home following a tense diplomatic standoff. Bill Birtles from the ABC and Michael Smith from the Australian Financial Review were evacuated to Sydney from China overnight over concerns for their safety. The journalists were forced to shelter in diplomatic compounds for several days after Chinese police demanded they answer questions about detained Australian television anchor Cheng Lei. Labor's foreign affairs spokeswoman Penny Wong has described the actions of Chinese authorities as alarming, saying press freedom is a core value of every democratic society.
Australian journalists and journalists everywhere should be able to do their work safely without the risk of intimidation or arbitrary detention. The developments and the return of these two journalists mean that Australia is, I think, without an Australian organisation having a representation in China for the first time since the 1970s.
Australians are being advised not to travel to China, and anyone still in the country has been told to return home as soon as possible. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says his government will send a public health team to Sydney this week to assess whether improvements can be made to the state's contact tracing system. It comes after Prime Minister Scott Morrison criticised Victoria's system, saying New South Wales has Australia's gold standard program. Several changes are also being made to Victoria's current contact tracing system, including the establishment of at least five local response units across metropolitan Melbourne. Andrew says the new suburban units will mirror a program already in place in regional areas.
Across the north, across the east and southeast, the west also will make sure that we have got those local teams who I think come into their own when there is very low numbers, but the tolerance for keeping those numbers low is also very, very small.
Victoria has recorded 55 new cases of COVID-19 and 8 additional deaths. Meanwhile, New South Wales has recorded 9 new cases. 5 cases are linked to known clusters, with one mystery case with an unknown transmission source emerging in southeastern Sydney. The outbreak linked to Concord and Liverpool hospitals has expanded to 7, with 3 new cases in the last 24 hours. The cluster spread across both sites after a health worker who worked at both sites while infectious last week. Meanwhile, Queensland has recorded 1 new case as authorities work to contact trace people potentially exposed to the disease at Ipswich Hospital west of Brisbane. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says he's confident free coronavirus vaccinations for Australians could be available as early as January. At an estimated cost of $1.7 billion, the federal government has secured almost 85 million doses of a coronavirus vaccine if 2 promising trials prove successful. One vaccine is from Oxford University and pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca, while the other is from the University of Queensland and CSL. Mr. Hunt says the elderly and health workers would be among the first to receive a vaccine.
Now that we've seen the data, now that we have been engaged in deep negotiations with the universities and the companies, we are confident that we can achieve these timelines. With the first vaccines projected for January and February, I think everybody is working under the assumption that our frail elderly and our health workers would be right at the front of the queue, as they should be.
A Victorian coroner wants family violence investigators to look into the suicide deaths of migrant women in Melbourne's north. 6 women from South Asia are suspected to have taken their own lives in the city of Whittlesea between 2018 and 2019. Coroner Audrey Jamieson, who investigated 4 of the deaths, has recommended an inquiry by Victoria Police to see if family violence played a role in the women taking their own lives. She's also urged the Department of Health and and Human Services to make it easier for South Asian women in the Whittlesea area to access culturally appropriate support. And listeners seeking support can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. Let's move to the tennis now, and world number one Ashley Barty has announced she won't defend her French Open title in a massive blow to the Grand Slam event. Uncomfortable about travelling during the pandemic and with her preparations hampered by COVID-19 restrictions in Australia, Barty is the biggest name to opt out of the competition, which is set to start in Paris on the 27th of September. The 24-year-old has already skipped the US Open along with Australian men's star Nick Kyrgios and hasn't played since the Doha semi-finals in February. She says she planned to continue training at home in Queensland to prepare for the summer of tennis, with the Australian Open still scheduled to go ahead in Melbourne in January. Let's check out tomorrow's weather now. A late shower or two in Perth, a top of 21 for you. Fine weather for Adelaide, 20 degrees, 16 degrees in Melbourne, where it'll be partly cloudy. Much the same for Hobart, 15. Rain for the capital, 15 degrees in Canberra. Much the same for Wollongong, 18. Rain with wind easing for Sydney, 19 degrees. Much the same for Newcastle, 20. Partly cloudy, 24 degrees for you in Brisbane. In Cairns, a couple of showers, 27. Fine weather for Darwin, 36. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for news in depth, check out our daily podcast, sbs.com.au/news/audio.